Cooper says the thieves will use a resident's social security number to file fraudulent tax returns. Consumers usually don't know they're a victim of the scam until they try to file their taxes and learn from the IRS that someone else has already done the paperwork for them. Cooper is also warning residents about email scams that commonly pop up before the April 15th deadline to file personal income taxes. Residents have already reported fraudulent emails asking them to provide their bank account number so that the IRS can deposit their refund. Cooper says that the real IRS will not contact you by email. Michelle Bliss, WHQR News.